For anyone who may not know me, I'm Father Phil Smith. I serve as Director of the Office for Diocesan Priestly Vocations, which means I assist Bishop Thomas in two different roles. One is mentoring the 19 men who are currently studying to become priests for the Diocese of Toledo. And then I also travel throughout the diocese to encourage young men to be open to the possibility that God might be calling them to a priestly vocation. I've been a priest of our diocese for about 7 years, and then I've served most of that in the Toledo area. I'm a native of Tiffin, Ohio. As I was reflecting upon this weekend's readings, an experience I had 2 or 3 years ago came to mind. I'd finished masses at the parish I was serving at, and some people from the parish invited me to go to brunch with them afterwards at a restaurant on Monroe Street in Toledo. And at a certain point, the rest of the people at the table were at the brunch buffet, refilling their plates. I was eating a little slower that day. And the waitress came over to refill my water glass, which was a bit strange because the water glass was almost already completely full. And as she was topping off my water glass, she said, "Sir, can I ask you a question?" And at this point, as a priest, you're kind of used to getting asked lots of questions. So I began anticipating what she might ask me. Was she going to ask me about some controversial Catholic teaching, or perhaps some advice on a relationship issue or personal problem? Or perhaps she would ask me the most frequently asked question I receive as the Catholic priest: "How old are you?" I'm 34, for anyone who may be wondering. But this day, the question was something I'd never, ever been asked before. She said, "Sir, are you a vegetarian?" I looked down at my plate. There was some hash browns, some fruit, some toast, and I explained to her that no, I was not a vegetarian. In fact, the sausage and bacon on the buffet was something I had really enjoyed. And there was a look of kind of disappointment and confusion in her face, and so she said, "So you're telling me all priests do not have to be vegetarians?" I think she saw the confusion on my own face at this point. She said, "Me and one of the other waitresses were having an argument about whether or not all priests have to be vegetarians." I prevented myself from laughing out loud in her face, knowing I'd never met a priest who was a vegan before. And then as I left the restaurant, I thought, where did this strange question come from? It seemed very illogical. But you know, as the day went on and I thought about it more, I began to realize that to someone who's unfamiliar with Jesus' teachings, the lifestyle of a priest is extremely strange. The sacrifices a priest make to live a priestly lifestyle seem about as strange as if all priests had to be vegetarians. Think, for the example, of the sacrifice of giving up the opportunity to have a lucrative career. You give up and sacrifice the possibility of having the companionship of a wife and having your own children. There's a sacrifice of moving from parish to parish over the years, especially leaving places that have become home. There's a sacrifice involved with being constantly on call and available to parishioners in crisis and in difficulty. The sacrifices of a priestly lifestyle do not make much sense in a world that tells us to focus only on ourselves and our own plans and our own comfort and our own convenience and our own pleasure. To sacrifice one's life for others seems strange in today's culture and today's world. And it would have seemed strange in Jesus' time as well. Our readings today are about how Jesus was the good shepherd and how his leadership style was very different than the religious leaders of his own time. The religious leaders of Jesus' time were obsessed with their own status in society, their own convenience, their own comfortable lifestyles. They were always focused on themselves and their own needs, and it left the people feeling like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus showed us in today's gospel how he was very different. Even though he and his apostles were exhausted from the work they were doing, they were just trying to get a day or two away. But the crowds followed them. So Jesus patiently taught them and cared for them. Jesus sacrificed his own comfort and convenience in that moment to show them his love and care. The leaders of his time, though, were too busy for the needs of the people. They were too important to get involved in their lives. And Jesus showed today that we as his followers are called to be different. As we gather at Mass this week, I invite you to pray with me, especially for the young people of our parish. They're growing up in a world that's very similar to the culture of selfishness that Jesus was born into. And I invite you to pray with me that they'll dare to be different, that they'll dare to be people of compassion, generosity, service, and humility, that they'll refuse to spend their entire lives focusing on themselves, will instead strive to give their lives for others, to make a difference in other people's lives, to help other people experience God's great love for them. I invite you to pray with me that our young people have the courage to live the vocation to the priesthood, the vocation to the religious life or to become a religious sister, the vocation to Christian marriage or the vocation to the generous single life. We live in a world that's filled with a culture of selfishness. Today we pray that we'll all have the courage to dare to be different.